What was that journey like for you to go from no wins in the first season to getting a win? And then finally in 2015, you have this program ranked number one in the state and you go to the state tournament.
It was an amazing journey. The privilege to be able to be a head coach at high school here in my hometown was great. It was fantastic. It certainly wasn't easy to start a program from scratch. And pretty soon we were beating teams 2015 season pretty easily at some games. And so it was quite an experience.
Yeah, you had a successful career at JDHS as a player and then as a player at the University of Alaska Anchorage. So how tough was the Falcons' first couple of seasons?
I'm not going to lie, it was tough those first couple of years getting our team established, and we worked hard. And boy, it was quite a challenge at first, but we got there and very proud of ourselves.
What are you proudest of in your tenure as the Falcons girls head basketball coach?
I'm most proud of, and I've said it before to other groups, I'm most proud of my first 2 years of kids that I had that started the program with me, and kids like Janelle Stavlin, Ruth Tingley, Shell Kibbe, Katie Carver, Jamie White. You know, those kids stuck it out with me. They didn't have to. They didn't have to keep showing up to practice and showing up to games and, you know, getting, you know, just crushed on the basketball court from opponents. And they just kept showing up and made me realize I better pick it up and work just as hard as them or harder.
So now what's next?
Well, I've got myself into a boat business and projects, so I bought a 58-foot boat. And
are we still going to see your face in the TMHS gym during the season once in a while?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait to cheer them on and sit in the stands and coach from in the stands like most people like to do.